Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back to Love Lighthouse. Do you ever wonder if you have spirit around you? Okay, now I know a lot of people get a little freaked out about this subject, but it's not scary at all. It's actually beautiful and exciting and magical. And when you start to connect with your spirit around you, then and start to understand that they are there and what the whole point is to having a spiritual entourage around you, it's a total game changer in life. So in this segment, I am going to break it down. I'm going to give you some different ways that spirit contact us and are trying to contact you, your spiritual entourage, and what their whole purpose is to be in your life and how you can start to build a relationship with them and start to connect with them and know that they are even there, okay? So I used to wonder about this. In fact, I had for the first 30 plus years, probably 35 years of my life, I had never even heard about spirit guides. I had heard about ghosts and paranormal activity and things like that, but I didn't know that there were, like, you know, you hear about guardian angels and stuff like that, and but I just didn't know much about that, right? I didn't know much about this world, the spiritual world, and going into those ideas, they seemed interesting but also kind of weird to me. I was raised in a religion where we didn't talk about angels and spirit guides and stuff like that. It was a very different way that we looked at things in the religion I was raised in. And so when I went on a journey and started to have my own transformation, my own spiritual transformation in my life, I started to open up different channels and different things that came in for me that were just mind-blowing. And they totally opened my eyes to this whole life experience and really who we are. And that we are actually so much more than we get here on planet Earth and we start to, you know, put on all these labels and think that we're this avatar character that we're playing, and we're actually so much more. So today I want to kind of break that down for us. One of the biggest experiences for me that I had was when my mother passed, and this was back in 2018. And it was a hard time. It was sad. It was painful. It was hard to let go of her in physical form and to look back on our journey together, reflect, and know that, you know, I was saying goodbye to having her here in that physical way, being able to hear her voice, being able to go and see her and give her a hug and play games with her and listen to her advice or, you know, just be able to go to the store with her. And to let that go was really, really hard. But it was also very, very beautiful and magical and profound when she transitioned. And having her in spirit form has deepened my awareness of who I am. It's deepened my awareness of just the magic we have all around us. My dear mother passed away after being married to my father for 66 years of marriage. She had 9 children and 108 grand and great grandchildren altogether. There were 108. Wow. I'm the youngest of her 9 children. And I was fairly young to lose my mama. I was only, in my early 40s. And when her health started declining, it was hard for us to prepare ourselves mentally for her passing. Notice I don't use the word death, because to me, death feels very final and it's like it's over, it's done. And I know that's not the truth. It's actually a transition, a shift. It's a passing from one form to the next. So those are the words I use for her leaving this physical existence, is I use passing or transforming, transitioning. But I wasn't necessarily prepared mentally for her passing, but there were so many things that, you know, I had a very strong spiritual foundation by that point, and I had had a lot of experience with spirit already. And had I not had so much awareness that we have spirit all around us before her passing, I know it would have been a very different experience. But one of the things that I found just so beautiful was that, you know, we are a normal family, a big normal family that we've had. If you have 9 kids, you're going to get some criticism in your life, right? I get criticism. I've got 4. And some of them criticize me for different mistakes or different ways that I've done things or do things. I lose my temper. It's human nature, right? And there were times where we were critical of our mom, some of us. Some of her 9 children, we all went through our own little chapters of healing, growing up, coming to a new understanding of our life, growing up as her, as our mother. But one thing I realized when it was all said and done and time for us to say our final goodbyes was that only love is real. Everything else is an illusion. And that's truly all you're left with. We spend so much time in life worrying about petty little things or being angry about things. And there have been so many times in my life since my mom passed that I've said, you know, Mom, I get it now. I understand now. And I just remember something shifted in me when we said our final goodbyes. And I had so much appreciation, gratitude, and admiration for this great woman. There was no criticism, no anger, nothing in my heart that some things had been there before, that all I had was love. And I saw that with my siblings as well, my 8 siblings. I saw that also with them. And it's such a profound experience to say goodbye to someone that you truly have had a journey here on planet Earth with, and the love. But since her passing, I had so many signs from her. I've had so many signs from her on the other side. Signs from spirit are easy to miss if we're not paying attention. So here I'm going to give you some ways that spirit tries to connect with us. And they're really trying to connect with us all the time. We also have not only our guardian angels or people that have been here in physical form with us and passed on, but we also have what's called spiritual, our spiritual, I call them our entourage, our spirit guides. They are beings who have been assigned to us from birth, and they're with us throughout our whole life. So we really are never alone. We always have divine, magical love and guidance and support around us at all times. Even if we feel like we are, you know, doing this life thing on our own and we feel alone at times, we're not. So one of the first ways that spirit communicates with us is nature. This is a really big one. When my mom's health was declining, I asked her what her sign would be from the other side. She clearly gave me rainbows. Now, by this point, my mom couldn't speak. She was rapidly declining. Her eyes had closed. She was no longer drinking, eating, awake, or she wasn't talking. And I went in to have my own private time with her. And I asked her what her sign would be from the other side. And immediately rainbows dropped into my mind. And I just said, okay, rainbows it is. And I said that out loud to her. The next day, on the day of her transitioning, which was the following day, was a beautiful double rainbow displayed across the sky in Cedar City, which is where we were at. That is the place that my mom passed on. 4 days later, I was outside. I was back home in my town and I was missing her. And I looked up into the sky and I said, Mom, send me another rainbow. And I immediately thought to myself, Jen, don't be ridiculous. Your mom can't send you a rainbow every day. Like, that's not how it works for you to know that she's with you. I went back inside. I went and laid down to take a nap. And 30 minutes later, I got a call from my sister who lived less than a mile from me. And as I answered the phone, she said, hey, sweetie, did you see the rainbow? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? She says, go outside. And I went outside and there it was, a big, beautiful double rainbow in the sky again, 4 days later. Is this a coincidence? No, definitely not. So spirit communicates with us through nature. Another way that spirit communicates is through music. This is a really, really big one. Spirit often gives us messages through songs. So the day after my mom passed, I was in my car and a song randomly came on called Kansas City. I had never heard this song before, but as I listened to the words, tears rolled down my cheeks. I understood clearly that this was another beautiful message from my mom because she raised me in Kansas City, Missouri. And the chorus of the song says, now I'm missing Kansas City. Wow, what a magical moment. Another way that another way that spirit communicates with us to give us messages is through people. So pay attention when you get a message from a random person or someone you know, that it might be a message from spirit. So it could be a random person or someone you know, right? But another thing that happened was the day after my mom passed, I was at a department store with my children and we were shopping for clothes for the funeral. And I had just had a meltdown with tears rolling down my face in the car before we went in. And as we were going to check out of the store, I turned to my daughter and I asked her if I had any mascara on my face, if there was anything splotched on my face. And she said, no. But as we reached to the front of the checkout line, when we were checking out at the register, this woman ringing me up glanced at me and then quickly looked back at me, peering deep into my eyes. I was taken aback as she was staring at me. And then she said, Jennifer Brereton? I answered, yeah, but I haven't been called that last name for almost 20 years because this was actually my first, I was married before, and that was my last name. And no one calls me that anymore. And I literally have been, I had been divorced for like over 20 years, right? And she said, I remember you. You were always such a down-to-earth, genuine, and loving person. I honestly had no recollection of who this woman was. She also remembered my kids' names, my two children that I had back then, from literally almost 20 years ago. She just looked at me with so much love, admiration, and she spoke love to me. That was such a kind message. Again, I have no doubt that this was a message from my mom. Another one is feathers. Signs from spirit, their feathers are a sign from spirit just in really odd places. And so, you know, another incident that happened for me is I came one morning after that last week my mom had passed. I came out to my kitchen, and sitting on the corner of my black kitchen counter was a small white feather. Now, obviously, there's no pillows in my kitchen. There's no birds flying around in my kitchen. So again, I thanked her for her to keep sending me these messages because it was just so random, right? Electronics. Spirit often communicates through electronics such as fire alarms, beeping out of the norm, turning something on in the middle of the night, randomly turning lights on or off, or the TV. It's your loved ones usually saying hi. Numbers are a big one. Do you often see number sequences? It could be the same number repeated like 1111, 222, 333, and on, that you see over and over. This could be angels trying to give you a message, or if you see a loved one's birthday or their anniversary. I see my mom's birthday all the time. And this was really, really a crazy experience. But with my mom, we were sitting around, we were all around her, my eight siblings and I, and my dad. And my mom was in the bed, and she was, it was her final hours. And we sat around and we told stories and we laughed and we cried. And it was such a special moment that I'll never forget. But it was getting late and we didn't know. I mean, it could be days before my mom transitioned, and everybody had traveled there, and people were, you know, some people were staying in hotels, some people were staying there. And we decided we probably better get some sleep. And so as we were, you know, getting ready to go to our hotels and stuff, someone said, what if mom passed at like 3 a.m.? Would you want us to call you? Do you guys all want a call in the middle of the night? If she passes at 3 a.m., and that was the exact example we were giving, is 3 a.m. And so everyone said, yes, you know, call me, let me know, right? Well, that night, my mom passed at 3:00 a.m. on the dot. My dad was holding her and he started crying in his room when she stopped her final breath. And as he started crying, my sister that was across the hall picked up her phone to look at the time and saw that it was 3:00 a.m. on the dot. And to me, this was what I believe my mom was saying. I was aware of it all. I knew you were all with me. I was, even though I appeared to be unconscious, I wasn't. I was coherent and I was with you, because that was the exact example that we were using. So amazing. Another one is signs and words. This can be messages on billboards or books, or even a message in a movie. Sometimes spirit will communicate to answer a question that's been on our mind through signs and different avenues. So keep that in mind. Smells. Sometimes people will experience a smell that reminds them of a past loved one. I've heard this with people saying that all of a sudden they smell like a cigar that their grandfather smoked, or they'll have like the scent of that, the perfume or the cologne that their loved one had while they're driving down the car, you know, down the road in the car. And obviously that person can't, they're not smoking in their car, and all of a sudden they smell cigar smoke. So these are another way that they can evoke smells and that. So another one is touch and feeling. The morning of my mom's funeral, I was walking in the room in my hotel, rushing around to get ready. And I was feeling a bit anxious and nervous since I was speaking at the funeral in just a couple hours. All of a sudden, I felt a tingling sensation on my back. It almost felt like there was water dripping from the ceiling. And I was wearing a tank top and looked up to see if there was water. Nope, no water. Then it quickly went away. So spirit is all around us, supporting us, guiding us, and loving us. If we pay attention, then we will get signs from our magical team of support that's all around us. And you can ask them for their help, their assistance. They want to help you. And although it was really hard to let go of my mom in physical form, I'm so grateful for all of these precious signs. And I know she's with me. I know she's with me, assisting me from the other side and my family. And I know you have divine assistance as well. So start to pay attention. And even just some of these seeds planted will help you see these signs from your spirit guides. So, and your guardian angels. So much love to you all. Have a fabulous week. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliathu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.